Okay, with me here today is Eve. Eve worked for me. Eve and her former husband, Frank, worked for me. What happened to her was that in 1997, something pretty traumatic happened to her. Okay, 4 deaths in about 6 months. From then on, Eve had a lot of problems, and which finally translated into a severe, major flu that lasts for 3 months, culminating into coughing up blood and weakness, and couldn't get better. And let me just have Eve start out with your problem 2 years ago. What happened in 1997? 3 years ago.
Oh, 3 years ago.
Yes.
I lost several members of my family in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that I was becoming very depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that caused me to become ill with colds and the flus. And
you have been very healthy all your life.
Yes.
Yeah. So how often you get a flu and cold before this 1997?
Oh, I can't remember when I had the flu. I don't get the flu.
So when was last time you have seen a doctor?
Years, many years.
Many years, okay. So you don't usually like to go see doctors at all?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh, yeah. Try not to move here because you'll get some noise. But anyway, okay. So after that, tell us, you know, Frank told me that you were just devastated with emotion the last 3 years. Can you describe a little bit about how you felt?
Well, I couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. I'd stay up like 2 days, 2 nights, until I just crashed from fatigue, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fatigue, and
yes.
I slept then.
A little louder, yeah.
But I couldn't sleep.
Okay.
No sleep. I was having anxiety attacks.
Okay.
I couldn't concentrate.
Yeah, I haven't seen you during this time, that's why I couldn't really tell, yes. Mm-hmm. And what else?
Yes, well, I felt I had lost myself for life, actually. Nothing really, you know, meant anything to me anymore, you know.
Just so you have some suicidal thoughts?
Yes, suicidal thoughts.
Uh-huh.
Anything's
yeah.
better than suffering this pain, you know.
Right.
Constant pain.
Uh-huh, yes. But you were so happy before this, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about physically? You know, what are some of the things?
Physically,
some of the disability or?
I felt muscle pain. I felt dizziness. I felt very low energy, of course. I had edema. I was gaining weight, and I didn't know why. You know, I just began to gain weight.
But you were so energetic and happy in the past.
In the past, yes.
Yeah.
I was very
and never seen a doctor.
No.
I mean, a long, long, long time.
Long time.
Uh-huh.
Didn't need to.
Yeah. Then what happened 3 months ago?
A month ago.
You say 3 months ago, right? That your flu, is that last 3 months or 1 month?
Last 3 months.
3 months, okay.
Yes. I got the flu, and it seemed like I was well for a couple of days, and then I get another colder flu, and it just went on and on.
Uh-huh.
3 months, until I saw Dr. Chong, and then it stopped.
Uh-huh. Well, anyways, what finally make you decide to come to see me? What are some of the real bad symptoms? You were coughing up blood.
I was coughing up blood. That's when my family said, this is it.
Oh.
We go to Dr. Tong now.
Frank told you, right?
Yes.
Because I've been treating Frank.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you, I remember your face was gray and you were depressed and
yes.
and you were, you know, very, very sick the first time. But today you're just totally different. Today is just second treatment.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us how you feel.
Well, I'm aglow. I just I feel like a new person.
Hmm. So what happened out of the first treatment? What happened in some of the improvement that you've
before I left the office, I already felt better.
Like in what way?
I felt light. I felt this weight lift. I had this pain and weight in my chest, and it lifted right away.
And you could breathe.
I could breathe
yeah.
deeply. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You couldn't breathe before.
I could not breathe. No.
And you were very weak.
I was very weak. I had a problem climbing the stairs.
Oh, I see.
I
yeah,
was
you,
so
that
weak.
Was not you.
No, that was
yeah.
not me.
I haven't seen you. I mean, you work for me at night, so I never seen you you know, in the daytime, like, you know, so I didn't know that you had this problem.
Well,
yeah.
I do, you know, I do very heavy work, and I always did it well.
Right.
And suddenly I couldn't, wasn't as strong anymore, you know.
So you have a lot of grief.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Grief.
So how do you feel afterwards? The grief, how's the grief?
I don't feel it. I know that...
That sounds not too believable.
It doesn't sound too credible.
Yeah, because you have all this for 3 years, suddenly you say that you don't have the grief anymore.
All of a sudden, I don't have the grief. I thought about all that has happened, and I felt... I thought I would feel that heavy, heavy feeling, you know, like I always felt
chest.
That thump on my chest, and,
yeah.
And now I don't feel it. Now I can think of things that have happened in the past that are very painful, and it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. And you said that you, like in the morning, you wake up.
Oh, yes, I can't wake up to get out of bed and tackle that day now, you know. I'm hungry, too. You
you're
know,
hungry.
I,
so
yeah, I was very hungry.
You told me that when do your appetite come back?
Oh, yes.
When did it come back?
Well, about the third day. Not right away, but about the third day after
day?
My treatment. Yes.
Your appetite came back.
And it came back. Yes, I have a good appetite now.
I see. Uh-huh. Yeah. Your face look a lot better.
Well, my face is glowing. Like I say, I was a gray color when I walked in here. And
uh-huh.
I said to my friend, I said, I'm going to make up my will because I'm dying.
Now you laugh.
Before
it was not too funny before.
It wasn't funny before.
Yes. You meant it before, right?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's when Frank get real worried.
Yes.
Yeah. He's been talking to me about you. Mm-hmm. And then finally he could grab you to come over here because he had been getting treatment from me once in a while. When he gets stressed out, he always gets better.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So now you don't have the sadness, don't have the grief like you did the last 3 years.
I am not sad. I can honestly say that I call Dr. Tong my little angel because he made me feel so good.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thanks very much for this interview. I know you're a little nervous. Maybe you can put down in writing and some of the things that we missed in this interview. And then we'll talk to you maybe a month later. I know you're going to continue better because this is only your second treatment.
Yes.
You were feeling better before this first treatment. And I see a totally different person.
Yes.
And it kind of amazed me. You're now the second person now with deep grief. You know, we have another patient, Carmelita, the daughter committed suicide. And she developed ovarian cancer as a result. And then recently, her son also died, okay? And she was just fell apart. But after the first treatment, that was the time that she told me that my treatment just lift up her grief from her chest.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's another one. So there are people who are listening, this could be true. It's much faster, you know, much more effective. You deal with the mind and the body. But anyway, Eve, thanks very much for the interview.
Thank you.
And when you get something written down, we'll put it on my web, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks.